This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, part four of the message we began on Monday from the fifth chapter of James about money. Money is the most sensitive issue in your life and in my life. We talk about the three myths of money. I begin today's program talking about a seminar speaker who talked about a husband and wife at a restaurant. See if this story doesn't speak to you about what's important to you in your life. He says an interesting thing about the relationship between a husband and wife. He said a husband and wife can be out at a restaurant. And let's use this as the wall of the restaurant. The husband has his back to the wall at the table, and so he's looking out into the restaurant. The wife is facing her husband and as well, just facing the wall. He said that the average wife is savvy enough and smart enough, just by looking into the face of her husband, she can tell when her husband is looking at another woman. She doesn't have to smell perfume. She doesn't have to hear footsteps. She doesn't have to hear any conversation. A woman can tell when her husband is looking at another woman. And then he makes this point very dramatically. God knows what has your eye. God knows what has your eye. He knows what has my eye. He knows what our eyes are fixed on in terms of the temporal or the temporary. He knows if your eyes are fixed on this world rather than eternity. He knows if it's fixed on what you own rather than your relationship to the God who made you. He knows that your eyes are focused on the temporary rather than your family. All of that to say this, God knows what matters to you because He knows our hearts. And He knows what we're looking at. He knows what we're focused on. He knows what we're obsessed over. He knows about what we think about all the time. Wayne Smith, for years, was a minister in Lexington, Kentucky. He had two daughters. One was 10 or 12 at the time, and it was her birthday. She said, "Dad, I want a new bicycle. I want a new bike for my birthday." So Wayne Smith went through the Lexington Leader Herald newspaper, whatever it's called in Lexington, and he pulled out some ads out of the newspaper, and he found an ad for the cheapest bicycle he could find in any store, and it was at a store. Do any of you remember the old Western Auto stores? I know they used to be around. I remember seeing them in Kentucky years ago in the Cincinnati area, Western Auto. And he found a bike, an ad with a coupon for a girl's bicycle, stripped-down version, nothing, no bells and whistles, just your basic girl's bike. And he ripped out the coupon and said to the store clerk, "I want this bike at this price." Have you ever done that? And the salesman there at Western Auto said, "Sir, who is this bike for?" And he said, "Well, it's for my daughter." And the salesman said, "Well, tell me about your daughter." He told her about her age. He got out a picture, and he described what she was involved in school activities, and he listened for a couple minutes, and then the salesman said to Wayne Smith, "You know, if your daughter is the kind of girl I think she is, I think she deserves a better bike than this one." Wayne Smith said he ended up spending twice the amount of money of the coupon. I know what some of you are saying, that guy was a good salesman. He knew how to upsell. That's not the point of his story at all. Here's the point of the story. I know your Christ. I know my Christ. I know your Lord and what He did for you on the cross. I know what He did for me on the cross. I know the price that was paid for your sin. I know the price that was paid for my sin. And my point is this, I think the Lord deserves more than a lot of us give Him. I'm not talking about money, I'm talking about your life.
Well, I don't know about you, but that story spoke to me when I heard it. I know my Christ, and I know what He did for me. We'll continue this message tomorrow from James, the fifth chapter.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.